is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it on this Thursday, 6 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. I've got a little bit of open time here, if you're so inclined. This whole nonsense yesterday about, and Congressman Kildee slipped it in, clever, because he knew I couldn't take it any longer, the interview that is, and slips it in this thing with Donald Trump yesterday, shows that he's not fit to be president. Listen to me. Donald Trump, Ivy and I watched this yesterday live, real time. We were sitting there writing and studying and working for you, and we watched the thing in real time. And we both laughed out loud when he turned to the cameras at Russia. If you're listening, send us the 30,000 emails if you have them or whatever. He said the media here would be very interested. He didn't encourage anything. And here's the point. How could it be any concern of national security? Because if Hillary Clinton's telling the truth, because all of the left-wing media went nuts, because they want anything to distract from the fact that Donald Trump has moved to a 7-point lead in the latest polling over Hillary Clinton. And the Democrats jumped on it. Oh, it's treason. You know, he's promoting espionage and all such other nonsense. Oh, my gosh. Look what Donald Trump did now. Anyhow, if the 30,000 emails are out there, she promised us, did Madam Secretary, that they were about yoga lessons and wedding plans. So what difference would it make anyway? Certainly no national security secrets involved in yoga and wedding plans, if she's to be believed. No danger there to national security. What are they going to discover? Her yoga routine? I mean, seriously. It was a very clever trap is what that was by Donald Trump. And anybody that watched it, and anybody that sees the clip is not going to take seriously unless they're already being persuaded by the mainstream media that somehow, you know, Donald Trump is dangerous. That's one of the talking points that also came out from the DNC emails were like, dangerous Donald. He's, you know, all this nonsense that's out there, right? But Hillary Clinton has bigger problems. Not only is Donald Trump up 7 points, in the latest Los Angeles Times poll, he's taken the aggregate lead on Real Clear Politics. He's got a slight lead in Florida, a slight lead in Pennsylvania, very close in Ohio. And I can assure you of this, if he takes Florida and Pennsylvania, this party is over. There's no question that Donald Trump will become the 45th president. If he takes Florida and Pennsylvania, Ohio would be a bonus. And we'll see what happens. There's going to be a lot of folks voting third party, I'm sure of that. Because the Bernie people know they got burned. They got the short end of this deal. It was rigged. And that's what the DNC is trying desperately to look away from. Hey, look, Donald Trump's trying to collude with the Russians. Yeah, that's it. Really? That is the biggest distraction I have seen here in an awfully long time. Because the only point there is to distract from the fact that the DNC got caught. They got caught with sexist comments, racist comments, misogynist comments, and clearly they got caught rigging the election and putting their thumb on the scale. So there you go. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi sat down. I can't even make this up. This is just so ridiculous. And I saw this on one of the programs. We go through so much of this stuff, but so here I am thumbing through, and I see this conversation, and they're focusing on Nancy Pelosi making comments about the three things that are propelling the Trump campaign are uneducated white males, So if you're voting for Donald Trump, you're a knuckle-dragging bigot. I mean, that's their play. God, guns, and gays, she said, are the problems because these are the three things that are propelling Donald Trump's rise to the top. And the beautiful thing about the panel I was watching, the one gentleman was very well-dressed, probably about 40. He goes, listen, I believe in God. I own guns, and I'm gay. And the whole panels, their mouths flew open. And they're just sitting on the hinge. It was a beautiful moment in television. I should have shared that with you, but anyhow. So Nancy Pelosi, who looks like... I can never tell with her. Too much medicine, not enough medicine. Too much oxygen, not enough. I can never tell with her. I just want to say that, you know, Hillary Clinton's the greatest thing ever, and Donald Trump is colluding with the Russians. Okay, Nancy. And to find out what's in Obamacare, we'll just sign it, and then we'll figure it out later, okay? Who's with me? Okay, Nancy. We greatly appreciate your service to our country. Can you please go home now? All right, to the hotline we go. Tom checking in. In Grand Rapids. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Hey, I don't know how many people realize that the media is controlled by the globalists. Six corporations own 80% of the media in the USA today.
Well, here's the problem, Tom. Hold on, Tom. Just bear with me. I won't cut you off. But I worked for NBC News for many, many years. We weren't controlled by the globalists. But there are so many people in these newsrooms. In the last couple of newsrooms I worked in for NBC News, and I worked, you know, my paychecks came from 30 Rock, so I can assure you I was an NBC News employee, a GE employee at the time. It's not controlled by globalists. It's controlled by morons. I'm not kidding you. These people, these drooling robots in the newsrooms, because let me put it this way. The last newsroom I was in, I'll give you an example, had 100 people in it about. That's all reporters, all the anchors, all the photographers, all the producers, all the people in the room making the news happen. On a major NBC station, there were three gun owners, three out of 100 people. And we were all treated like, I was one of them, naturally, and we were treated like pariahs. That is not a good look at America. That's not a snapshot of who we are. There's a bunch of do-gooders, and worse, there are a bunch of spoiled rich kids, for the most part, that become producers in this world and think people that never had to pay a mortgage or struggle to pay a payroll or try to figure out how to live paycheck to paycheck, and they're the ones that think they should be able to decide what's news for you and I to consume. Okay, I digress a bit. Tom, go.
Well, you're kind of taking away my thunder because I was of the conviction that, hey, a lot of this stuff comes down from the station managers, and who do they report to? It's just like Fox. Okay, Ailes runs the thing. Rupert Murdoch is his boss, but Rupert Murdoch is a globalist. This guy's got more money than what the hell, who knows? I mean, they got more money coming out of every pore in their body. They want control. This is where these guys are coming from. So there's a lot of stuff on set, maybe, in these newsrooms, and you know better than me because you got the experience, and my hat is always off to the experience because I'm an older fart, you might say.
And well, I appreciate you calling, but let me say this. Roger Ailes isn't running anything because he was running his fingers over the merchandise, apparently. So Roger Ailes is out. Please do not touch the merchandise or you will be purchasing it. Tom, greatly appreciate the call. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. It's the Steve Gruber Show.